you would turn in your Bibles and the scriptures to Deuteronomy in chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, we are reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 20. Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 through 20. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of our God, and so give your full attention to them. Now it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey His voice, according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there He will bring you. And the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Also the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all His commandments which I command you today. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as He rejoiced over your fathers, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, to keep His commandments and His statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it too far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, and that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His statutes, or His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away, so that you do not hear, and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him. For He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Those are God's words. And the passage before us, after hearing in the former chapters, the blessings to those who obey, the curses to those who disobey, and the exile promised to those people who are who receive those curses, as part of those curses, there is mercy shown here. Mercy shown to the disobedient if they repent. If they repent, mercy is shown. Verse 2, if they return to the Lord and obey Him according to all that He was commanding Israel and their children, to obey and do so with all their heart and with all their soul, because that is their loving the Lord God with all their heart and soul. If they repent, then the Lord would bring them back from the exile, from those curses, and show mercy to them. Great and wonderful promises are here made of that covenant mercy to God's children. So don't live your lives in ungodliness. One theologian said, true repentance is never too late, but late repentance is seldom true. It doesn't happen often to wait to repent, because our hearts are often growing in their hardness and more in hardness to the Lord. Don't depend on time, because you don't number your own days. God does. Come today and repent of your sins and look to Christ for your obedience and righteousness. In verses 11 through 14, set before Israel, set before us today, is the same promise of righteousness, the same promise of obedience and repentance and turning back to the Lord. It is set before us, and it can be yours if you turn to Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not too distant. It's right in front of you. It's in your ears. Lord willing, it's in your hearts. Turn to the Lord and believe unto salvation the gospel of Christ you hear today from your hearts. But, verse 17, if you turn your hearts away and you worship and serve other gods, then you will surely perish. It's the same promise to us today. Blessings and curses are set before you. The way of blessing is set before you. Turn to the Lord and love Him and obey Him in Christ Jesus, His Son. But the way of curses is far more easier. You just continue in the way you're living, in your sin, and you keep your heart turned to the world and from the Lord. And you go on and you worship however you want. That's the way to curses. But blessing is set before you in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Turn to the Lord from your sins that you would be blessed. That's the Lord's promises that are the same at that point in Israel's history, the same today in the church of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we come seeking to be happy. Every one of us wants to be happy. And in Scripture, the word happiness is the same for blessing. And so, Father, we all want to be blessed. We all want to be happy and satisfied and have that feeling of satisfaction and happiness, the joy and happiness that we have at some points in life. Father, we all desire that. And yet, Father, it is only to those who turn unto You in Jesus Christ, who turn with all their hearts and all their soul, not just with their mind, but here in this passage, all their hearts and all their soul, but so too in their mind, and also in all our strength. And we would love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. You, we know, have given us that great commandment, and it's not new, to love You. We find it in the first four commandments. We shall have no other gods before us. That we would not create images or take Your name in vain, and also to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Those commandments especially detailing our love and how we ought to love, how we can love You with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Father, we confess that we have broken Your commandments. We have not loved You as You desire us to love You. We have sinned against You this week. We have sinned against You this morning. Even in the past few moments, we have sinned against You. We thought about other things. We thought about our work. We thought about our worldly life and how We love to take on those things of the world and those pleasures, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, all of it, Father. We love the world more than we love You. And so we speak how we want, we worship how we want. And even today, we decide to worship You or not to worship You. Father, forgive us of our sins. Our sins are grievous in Your sight, for You are a holy, holy, holy God. You are different than all the gods and the false gods of this world. You are the only God, the living God. And You demand our worship. You demand our lives in obedience, live for You because of the mercies of God in Christ that we have found as we've searched in the book of Romans and the Scriptures throughout. Father, forgive us of our sins. Turn us from them. Cause us to examine ourselves further, that we might repent of our particular sins particularly. That we would turn to You. And we turn back to You. And to love You with all of our heart. Father, help us, even by Your Spirit, to turn back to You. For we're not able to turn to You unless You fill us with Your Spirit and turn us. Father, may there be sorrow in our hearts over our sin. That we would be grieving in our hearts for the state of our congregation, the state of the church, and as we are continually in sin before You. Now, Father, what great assurances we have in Christ Your Son. That He is our righteousness. That He is our obedience. He is our holiness. If we come to You in faith and we trust His life and death for us. Now, Father, You receive our worship because Christ intercedes as our advocate, our mediator. He perfects our worship. And even as we pray now, Your Son perfects our prayers as they are offered unto You according to Your will. That every petition comes to You and is answered by You because it comes and is perfected by Your Son. The response from You, the Father, is yes, amen. And we are thankful for this. We're thankful for Your Son who lives to make intercession for us. And Father, we're thankful that You're a God who promises that You will forgive us. And we are guaranteed that forgiveness and the assurance of that forgiveness and pardon of sin as we come in Christ to You. Father, turn our hearts unto You and forgive us. We know You do. Cause us to turn unto our Savior for all encouragement and hope and comfort. And Father, today we pray that You would watch out over us, protect us from evil, provide for Your people who are struggling, some out of work. Provide for Your people. Father, we're thankful for the families who are gathered here this morning. We're thankful for their zeal for Your worship. We ask that You would be with those who are not able to be here. We ask that You would lift them up and encourage them in Christ Your Son. And where they cannot have the fellowship of the body, give them the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And have them to have that communion with Jesus Christ that is so precious. Father, we pray for our government. We ask that You would give them hearts that love You. Give them and turn them from their sins unto You. That they would love You and call Your church to worship You. And call upon each other in the government to rule according to Your word. to keep all your commandments and not some of them. And Father, we ask that you would turn them to you and cause them to bow the knee and fear the Lord in Christ Jesus, your Son. Because if they don't repent, they will also perish and be cursed forever and bring judgments upon our nation. Father, we, as we heard last Lord's Day, we ask that our nation would covenant with you. And that is far-fetched for many of us in our minds, but Father, that is our request. And you are the God of almighty power and sovereign grace to bring it about. And so we trust you. And we ask that you would cause our nation and nations throughout the world to covenant with your Son and bring about those promises we heard in Romans 11, where many Gentiles come unto salvation in Christ by faith. And that spurs on the jealousy unto the Jews that they would turn in the same way unto faith in Christ to be saved from their sins, which would grow and bring about even a greater incoming, ingathering of the Gentiles. That's what you've promised. That's what we hope in. And so, Father, we pray that you would bring it about even through these means and circumstances that you've provided for us in these days. But if these not be the circumstances, Father, make your church a repentant people nonetheless. For we have sinned against you. Make us to love you and have joy in the promises of the gospel, of the covenant of grace, and the unending blessings that there are set out before us for those who love you and keep your commandments. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.